Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 21, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about e-commerce startup Browse announces Series A funding round. Passport card enables payments. Wizz Air tests Wi-Fi Lite for in-flight messaging and contactless payments. Wix rolls out proprietary POS powered by Stripe and HP. Tesco is trialing a new prepaid debit card. PayPal raises rates, offers chargeback protection service for additional fee. Bank Negara Malaysia, Bank of Thailand partner to enable Malaysia-Thailand QR payments. Trustly releases a new report on travel payments. Now let's get started. E-commerce startup Browse announces Series A funding round. U.S.-based online marketplace for curated lifestyle products Browse has raised $12.5 million in Series A funding. The round was led by Valor Siren Ventures and distributed in two parts, first $7.5 million in 2020, followed by an extension of $5 million that closed recently. It takes Browse's total funding to date to $13.5 million. Company representatives have stated that the cross-border e-commerce market is expected to reach $4.8 trillion by 2026, up from $780 billion in 2019. Browse works with manufacturers to ship products straight from the factory to consumers and currently serves customers in the US and Europe. Passport card enables payments. UK-based health insurance provider Passport Card has announced enabling payments for medical treatments abroad using an app. This will allow customers to pay for treatments without advance payments or application forms. According to a Passport Card representative, the insured users can pay medical bills and expenses directly and the costs are transferred to their Passport Card, which works like a credit card. The app also regulates access to the user's account and facilitates customer data management. The company works in partnership with Allianz, AWP Health and LifeSaw and is controlled by the White Mountains Insurance Group and David Shield Holdings. Wizz Air tests Wi-Fi Lite for in-flight messaging and contactless payments. Wizz Air has partnered with connectivity specialist as IP Tech, ASIP, to bring Wi-Fi Lite to its passengers. In March 2021, in-flight connectivity specialist as IP Tech, ASIP, installed the first Bluetooth connectivity kit on a commercial aircraft. The kit, consisting of a dual-window antenna, is set to provide basic Wi-Fi connectivity for passengers onboard for things like messaging and contactless payments. The kit, named FFLYA, was installed onboard a Wizz Air UK Airbus A321, in cooperation with Storm Aviation and Wizz Air UK Technical Services. With ground testing complete, the company is now readying the system for rollout to passengers. For Wizz Air UK passengers, that means connectivity will soon be available on flights. Passengers connect via a customizable app, giving airlines an opportunity to generate ancillary revenue. FFLYA has been specifically designed with low-cost carriers in mind. It's not a huge capacity, high-speed network, the likes of which are found on full-service and long-haul airlines. Rather, this is a needs-based system, providing the most basic connectivity for the most essential and low-capacity functions, according to simpleflying.com. Wix rolls out proprietary POS powered by Stripe and HP. Website builder Wix has announced entering the point-of-sale business with Wix POS. The hardware and software bundle will help business owners accept brick-and-mortar payments while staying connected to their Wix storefronts online. The new offering comes through partnerships both with Hewlett-Packard, which produces the hardware tablet, and with Stripe, whose terminal card reader is powered by Wix payments. Wix Retail POS includes two components, a hardware kit preloaded with Wix's POS software and the Stripe card reader. The hardware integrates with existing Wix e-commerce software including all inventory, orders, fulfillment, CRM, analytics, data and reports associated with a user's account. Sales made through the Wix POS device will sync in real time with both the Wix Business Manager and Wix Owner app, and vice versa. Processing rates are fixed, with no additional fees tied to the new POS hardware. Users will be able to create branded digital gift cards, and can save customers' carts or favorite items to their POS tablet. Tesco is trialing a new prepaid debit card. UK-based supermarket chain Tesco has launched Clubcard Pay and is giving users extra points when shopping at Tesco, as well as rewarding spending at other shops. Clubcard Pay is currently being trialed by Tesco Bank and is available to current and new customers of Tesco's Clubcard loyalty scheme. Users get a debit card that can be preloaded with cash from another bank account. There is no overdraft, but users can treat it like a normal debit card so they can use it for spending in shops and online as well as to make withdrawals. The card is linked to Tesco Clubcard and any spending will earn users points. Shoppers are being offered 2 Clubcard points for every 1 British pound spent using Clubcard Pay in Tesco and on Tesco Fuel. Clubcard Pay also lets users monitor how much they are spending using the Tesco Bank mobile app. There is also a feature for rounding up spending to the nearest pound and it sets aside this extra amount in a Spur 8 savings pot. PayPal raises rates, offers chargeback protection service for additional fee. PayPal has announced several upcoming changes for US-based businesses involving transactions cost rates and an optional chargeback protection service for an additional fee. Sellers currently pay 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction to process a payment through PayPal. The company announced it's raising rates in August 2021 to 3.49% plus 49 cents per transaction. For example, for a $25 item, sellers who currently pay PayPal 2.9% plus 30 cents, or $1.03, would pay $1.36 under the new fee structure, a difference of 33 cents, which in this case, is a rate increase of 32%. As sellers understand all too well, the sale of a $25 item generally incurs higher payment processing fees since companies like PayPal charge fees on the total transaction amount, including sales tax and shipping charges. This directly impacts sellers' profit margin. Another way of looking at the impact of the higher rates on a $25 sale, currently sellers pay a fee equal to 4.1% of the item's selling price. In August, that will rise to 5.4%. Bank Negara Malaysia, Bank of Thailand partner to enable Malaysia-Thailand QR payments. Bank Negara Malaysia, BNM, and the Bank of Thailand, BOT, have partnered to launch of a cross-border QR payment linkage between Malaysia and Thailand, enabling consumers and merchants to make and receive payments between both countries. The banks stated that the project will be implemented in 3 phases. In the first phase, users in Thailand can use their mobile payment apps to scan Do It Now QR codes to make payments to merchants in Malaysia, including for cross-border e-commerce transactions. Under the second phase, which is expected to go live in Q4 of 2021, users in Malaysia will be able to use their mobile payment apps to scan Thai QR codes to make payment to merchants in Thailand. Under the last phase, which is expected to go live in Q4 of 2022, the linkage is expanded to include cross-border remittances, where users in both countries will be able to make real-time fund transfers by referencing the mobile phone number of the recipient. CIMB Thai Bank and Public Bank Berhad are the first two banks to participate in this endeavor and have started offering instant cross-border QR code payment services to their customers. Trustly releases a new report on travel payments. Trustly has launched a new report that looks at the impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had on payments in the travel industry and the opportunities on the horizon. Trustly commissioned iResearch, an independent market research firm, to conduct primary quantitative research on its behalf among payments leaders and travel merchants across six European markets. The total 450 respondents were distributed across Denmark, 15%, Germany, 18%, the Netherlands, 16%, Norway, 15%, Sweden, 16%, and the UK, 20%, and split 38% airlines to 62% online travel agencies. The results reveal the long-standing payments challenges and opportunities facing travel merchants ahead. A few highlights include: 69% of airlines cited cash settlement speed as one of their top issues with their current payment mix. 72% of travel merchants believe bank payments deliver significant value for merchants. 77% of airlines said it's very important to reduce the costs associated with fraud and chargebacks. 61% of payments leaders said one of their top payments challenges for the next few years is regulatory changes, SCA, GDPR, reducing conversion the top-ranked issue. 88% of travel merchants agree that it's important to offer local payment methods in their growth markets. 53% of travel merchants rank diversifying payment methods away from cards in their top three challenges, placing it second overall. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.